the Republican candidates have been very, very quiet about this shooting, this horrible shooting, for an obvious reason, which is they have been part of the inflamed and inflammatory rhetoric about Planned Parenthood, about the sale of baby parts, about dismembering live babies, which is not accurate, not what was shown on the videos. And that when you use inflammatory rhetoric, you inflame people. And I think that we don't know exactly what this shooter was all about. I think it is a fair conclusion, especially based on his mentioning of no more baby parts, alleged mentioning of no more baby parts, that it's this kind of rhetoric that helped create this environment.
So is it what the shooter says, even though he may be deranged, that you think has a direct link, correlation with what the campaign rhetoric has been all about? Because if that's the formula, there have been a lot of people who've said some pretty outrageous things that you can't really tie to the national discourse.
Well, let me make myself clear. People who are deranged are not responsible for their own behavior, so certainly candidates are not responsible for the behavior of deranged people. However, when you exaggerate the rhetoric, when you accuse Planned Parenthood of doing things that it was not doing, you help create a climate where these deranged people have an outlet for their derangement. And I think it does... It does play a role. It's not the cause, but it is part of the environment that helps create this thing. And I do think that all lawmakers and all politicians have a responsibility to keep the discourse civil and to keep it accurate. And that is not what's been going on with the Planned Parenthood debate, in my view.